AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Poland, President Biden says there will still be hard and bitter days ahead in Ukraine.
The work in front of us is not just what we're against. It's about what we're for. What kind of world do we want to build?
The president says U.S. and NATO allies will not waver in support of Ukraine. The EPA is now in charge of the cleanup from the train derailment and chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern must foot the bill for the cleanup and must be held accountable for jeopardizing the community. Two Supreme Court cases could reshape how online platforms handle speech and content moderation.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet and their interpretation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. The case Wednesday involves another terrorist attack and prompted a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. I'm Julie Walker.
Genaro Garcia Luna, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, was convicted in the U.S. of taking massive bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was in charge of fighting. In South Carolina, Alex Murdaugh's defense called his surviving son to the stand to poke holes in evidence prosecutors have presented in the disgraced attorney's double murder trial. He's accused of killing his wife and son. Buster Murdaugh described his father as devastated and confused after the killings. This is AP News. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is suspending its participation in a treaty and is keeping a lid on nuclear weapons expansion.
Putin started his State of the Nation address by justifying his invasion of his neighbor by accusing Western countries of threatening Russia. Russia's president said a year ago, in order to protect people on our historical lands, to ensure the security of our country, to eliminate the threat that came from the neo-Nazi regime that developed in Ukraine after the 2014 coup, it was decided to conduct a special military operation. And step by step, we will carefully and consistently solve the tasks before us. While Russia's constitution mandates the president deliver the speech annually, Putin never gave one in 2022 as his troops rolled into Ukraine and suffered repeated setbacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.